And the Mayflies are like my place marker. They're moving their way down the guest list here. And our next guest in the chair this morning is Jeff Graham, Lorain City School Superintendent. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Last time we talked or we had an interview like this, you were out here. He thinks this is where we are always at. This is his only acknowledgement
and
of
exactly
us.
Exactly where you should be. It's being gorgeous
here,
out here.
Out on here as well. So how is the first school year for you and Lorain gone?
Fantastic. A lot of great people, a lot of good things are happening. We have phenomenal teachers, great building level administrators, and great things are happening in our classrooms.
Now, are you responsible for something like letter to the citizens or the community, like on your website, to encourage kids about the school year? Or what words do you give out to the kids in the schools when you're, you know, putting it out there, what you're hoping for them for either graduation or for the school year for them?
I guess in terms of what we're hoping for every child as they come in, they feel welcome, they feel loved, they have a nice, safe learning environment, and again, they learn some good stuff along the way.
This school year is winding down, but we know from talking to superintendents from days gone by, things don't necessarily slow down during the summer. If you could move up to the mic just a little bit
more.
Tell us about what you're prepping for the summer and looking forward to the fall, especially with the new high school.
Yeah, we have a lot of things that are happening, very exciting. And yes, the school year winds down for some and it winds up for many others. And this year is actually a very busy summer for us as our high school opens, and we're slated to get the keys on August 1st. We are on time and on budget, which is a pretty amazing thing. And if anyone, a lot of people, we've been doing a lot of tours, and if folks are interested, give us a call because we're doing tours on a regular basis. And I can tell you the building is amazing. And it's not the, it's a great facility, great structure, great classrooms, great facilities. But the parts that make it special were the parts that really didn't cost any money. Just a little bit of thinking to make sure that we were respectful to the different portions of the community and the different high schools that have existed in the past. And again, I think a great amount of thought and effort was putting into making sure that everyone felt welcome.
How was that done?
With the input of community to make sure that we had every different stakeholder group represented and at the table to make sure that we knew what they respected and what they wanted to see in the building. And again, I give credit to the Board of Education for their leadership, Jeff Hawks for his. Again, when you go into the building, it's nice from the outside, and again, it's a building, but when you go inside, it's welcoming.
It's interesting. You have to sort of, it's a school for the children, and they develop their own history with that school.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you still, as you say, have to respect for all the different high schools that have gone through because the parents, the community, they're the ones that are looking at that. Even though the kids will come in and say, you know, they don't know from 5 years ago a lot of times.
Sure, but especially in a community like Lorain where there's such pride and tradition. So we wanted to make sure to respect that.
Yeah, we've heard about that, especially with some sort of, you know, history, especially with sports. That's a lot of the things or the different mascots that have gone through. The different things as well. What about as far as things for those kids that will make the ones that have graduated jealous? What are some of the things that are in there? Because that's usually what happens. Like, I wish I had that in my school, or those are some kind of a neat thing that you've got.
Well, our high school is obviously we're older buildings, so I think there were some limitations in just technology and space and equipment, resources. But again, I think what it comes down to, the career tech programs I think are amazing. Again, I think you walk into Southview right now, and it's a building that's been, I think it's 47 years old, and again, there's a lot of pride and a lot of great things that happened there. But when you walk into the new high school, even though it's not complete yet, there's a feeling that you get that's energizing. And so many perspectives were considered. And I think until you walk into it and experience it, it's a different feeling that you get.
Well, the energize is the key to a lot of that, too.
Most certainly.
Which, you know, you'll have newer teachers, you'll have older teachers, but yet they all come with a new enthusiasm because they've got stuff shiny and new, as it were, for that.
But it's still a very stressful time. Oh. People talk about, one of the most stressful experiences for an adult to go through is to change jobs. And for a lot of our teachers, the high school opening, for everyone, it's very exciting. But for students and teachers, it's also very stressful because now dominoes fall. And Southview, that currently houses our freshman and alternative programs, becomes a middle school. So a lot of people are being displaced into other areas. So people had been working with other teachers for a number of years are now moved to a different building, and you're surrounded by new people and teaching a different grade level. So there's a lot going on. And again, I just want to give a shout out to our staff, our teachers and support staff, because as they've worked through this process, it's taken a couple of years, they've kept their focus on children throughout. And And one of the things that I can't go without saying on the air, when you look at, there are two different ways to measure that the state measures student success. One is the benchmarks and the performance part, and the other part is growth, which is truly what happens in school. We're responsible for making sure that when students come in, they when they leave, they know a lot more than they did when they got there. And that's called value added. And when they compare Lorain City Schools with other districts across the state, we're in the top 3% in terms of student growth throughout the course of the year. So in the midst of all this chaos and all the buildings opening and closing and shuffling people around and temporary situations with being at Southview and freshmen being over at the Annex, there's great things are still happening in the classroom, and our teachers, our support staff, and our building level administrators have stayed focused on our students.
One stabilizing factor is finance, mm-hmm. financing the system. We see a headline in today's Chronicle Telegram, finances brightening in the Lorain City Schools. Tell us about that.
We have struggled for a long time financially, and the state budget, the money we receive from the state, has grown. Obviously, the community stepped up and supported the district a couple years ago with passing a levy. So and when you look at our future, we can actually, when you look at all the indicators of a business, any organization that's bound for success, I think we've got those. We are very self-aware. We have great people in place, and now we have the finances to do to execute best practices.
The man who has sort of been keeping a tab on the finances for quite a few years
yes.
is about to retire, Dale Weber. Talk about your experience with him over the past year.
I tell you, Dale is incredibly hardworking, very focused, very competent. He knows what's happening, and the process he followed to create the five-year forecast was the best I've been a part of. Very inclusive. Everyone was at the table. Everyone had input in terms of what their expectations were, and then Dale and I sat down and figured out what we could afford. But again, it was all-inclusive, so there aren't surprises coming down the road in terms of, oh, by the way, type things, which school districts tend to struggle with. But I guess a statement about Dale personally, and I've made this to him and some others, I've worked with a lot of people who are months and weeks away from retirement, and he retires in 6 weeks. I have never seen someone sprint to the finish line like he is. He's making sure, and he's got a pretty messy desk, but he's making sure everything is done and everything is sealed up and ready to roll for the next person. But again, it's projects that have been years, and not his fault, not within under his job description, but he's making sure everything is done before he hands off the baton.
Unlike the seniors who sort of sit back when they're going to graduate and think it's all done,
yeah,
you know,
some,
that
some,
senioritis
some
they talk about. But when's graduation, or is that what's the end?
Graduation was Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes. And a gorgeous night. Had it in our stadium. It was my first, it's my 13th year as a superintendent. I was in high school for 10 years before that. My first outdoor graduation, and the night was perfect, and it was very special.
That's great. Always to see the new ones go. It's like the graduating ones, the same as when the kindergartners come in.
And actually, this year we had our kindergartners there.
Oh, really?
Our kindergartners welcomed our graduates into the stadium as a reminder to the class of 2016 that it wasn't a one-night celebration. We're actually celebrating 13 years of hard work and dedication to academics.
Wow, that's great. It kind of bridges it all together.
Exactly, and to show our kindergartners that you know, hard work does pay off.
Eventually, you will grow up.
Together.
You'll grow up
exactly
like this. Don't worry. Eventually, you will grow. But we appreciate you coming in this morning, Jeff Graham, the Lorain City School Superintendent. Thanks for sharing a bit of your morning with us.
Thank you very much.